Chapter 5. The afternoon heat, the boat's side-to-side wallow, and the fact that she hadn't eaten since breakfast had combined to bring Faye to the point of seasickness. It had been an interminable day, and it wasn't over. Sheriff Mike McKenzie and his investigation team had worked efficiently through the morning, herding everyone on Sea Green Island onto a patch of sand near the dock before sending a search crew to fan out over the island. From her vantage point, she had watched technicians lifting fingerprints off the storage shed and searching Magda's crew boat. Her nerves had stretched a little thin when they searched her skiff, not so much because she thought the killer might have concealed any evidence there, but because she had things of her own to hide. Would they wonder why she kept topographical maps of all the last isles stashed, along with her navigational charts, in coolers to keep them dry? Would they notice the shovels and trowels and sieves and brushes and dental picks stored aboard her skiff? And wonder why she didn't just use the tools the university provided? What if a tiny antique bottle or rouge pot that she'd dug out of the ground had rolled up behind the coolers and lodged there, waiting for the investigators to find it and wonder why she took her work home with her? It seemed that none of these questions struck the searchers. They poked through her skiff for a few short minutes, then moved on. They had rifled through the audiovisual equipment on the TV reporter's boat with more care, then turned their attention to the sleek speedboat that had carried Senator Kirby and his entourage. Faye figured the searchers were focusing on finding the missing laptop and data loggers, but they were empty-handed.